This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness.
IMD के ये 150 वर्ष हमारे भारत में आधुनिक साइंस और टेक्नोलॉजी की भी एक गौरवशाली यात्रा है। IMD ने इन 150 वर्षों में न केवल करोड़ों भारतीयों की सेवा की है, बल्कि भारत की वैज्ञानिक यात्रा का भी प्रतीक बना है। इन उपलब्धियों पर आज डाक टिकट और विशेष कॉइन भी रिलीज किया गया है। 2047 में जब देश आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब भारतीय मौसम विभाग का स्वरूप क्या होगा इसके लिए विजन डॉक्यूमेंट भी जारी हुआ है.
Our correspondent reports that a series of events, activities and workshops have been organized to showcase IMD's achievements during the past 150 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage. Dr. Jaishankar said, "If you look at the world today, it is very polarized. In such a scenario, India is a country that is able to take Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas into the world." Dr. Jaishankar also expressed optimism about India-Spain relations, stating that ties between the two nations are on the cusp of significant advancement. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of the sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take holy dips in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family, and do charity as a gratitude. In Gujarat and other parts of Western India, it is also celebrated as the festival of kites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said these festivals will bring success and happiness in everyone's lives and further the spirit of happiness and togetherness. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today, the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan is taking place. Among the 13 akharas, each akhara has been notified of its designated time and sequence. The Mahanirvani Panchayati Akhara was the first akhara to take the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam, while Panchayati Akhara Nirmal will be the last akhara to take the Amrit Snan. Elaborate security arrangements are in place for the grand event. On the first day yesterday, over 1 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip on Posh Purnima. The President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, MPs and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the visiting dignitary. Mr. Tharman will visit Odisha on the 17th and the 18th of January. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets over Himachal Pradesh and very dense fog conditions during night hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.